This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our next guest is Scotland's brightest comedy star and was recently honoured with a nomination for the inaugural Sir Billy Connolly Spirit of Glasgow Award during last month's Glasgow International Comedy Festival. And he's in town for this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival with a brand new show that's premiering tonight. Craig Hill, welcome to Joy Drive.
I can't believe you've got me just before I go on. This is one of the most exciting stages of my day.
Aren't you nervous?
I always knew I had it in me. I mean, I had to have a double entendre, didn't I?
You definitely did. Hey, firstly, congratulations on being shortlisted for this year's Sir Billy Connolly Spirit of Glasgow Award. How did that feel?
Well, that was an enormous honour because, you know, Billy Connolly is so, you know, revered all over the world, not just with Scottish comedians, with every comedian that I've met from America to Australia, all over the world. And what's lovely about that award is it's really, if you capture the spirit of Glasgow where he comes from and your comedy has that edge to it and you're challenging your own way. So I was really flattered to be nominated and included in that group. There was only a few of us and I was thrilled. And it means that Billy Connolly, it means that someone has shown Billy Connolly my stand-up song.
I know.
Just about that.
Which is amazing.
It really is an honour.
Now tell us about your show. It's called I Always Knew It, I Had It In Me. What are you talking about? What is it in you that you knew you had?
The gay thing.
Oh.
Well, more or less. That's more or less what it comes down to. I mean, my shows don't really have a theme. If I play with the audience and they're great fun, I will go with that because every time I've been here, I've had some corkers in my audience. Like, you know, you sometimes have amazing... Like, I remember this doing this gig and there was a guy in my audience and I said, what's your name? And he said, they call me Willie Hunter. And I said, what a coincidence. They call me that as well. And, you know, I love when you play with the audience and you get spontaneous stuff. So, yeah, there's lots to do with when you know, trying to go back and work out when you first knew you were gay. And it's quite funny because that goes back further than you think it does. And, you know, I'm so happy about the laugh like that. And, you know, I might even ask the audience when they knew as well. But, no, I kind of tell stories of my travels and the things that have made me laugh all over the last kind of couple of years. And I've not been here for a few years or so, so I'm quite excited. And I'm doing a tribute to the Melbourne trams.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What is it about the trams you like?
Well, Edinburgh just got trams, and I was so excited about it because Edinburgh never had trams, because Melbourne's had trams since 1889. So I decided, you know, to celebrate two of Melbourne's finest, the trams and Padam, and I've done a song to the tune of Padam.
About a tram.
About the trams, yeah. I had to do a bit of research to find out your most famous trams, and they are the 96 and the 75 are both included in my song.
Fantastic. Now, yeah, I noticed you mentioned that Melbourne's had trams since 1889. So you either love history or you've had to do your research, as you said.
Well, yes, I like to do a bit of research so you don't, you know, get that wrong. And I was quite impressed. I thought, my goodness, it's a long time to have had trams. And the thing, by the way, the thing I'm doing in this show that I've not done, I'm doing something I've never done before.
What's that?
Dot, dot, dot. Well, the people in Melbourne who produced my show said, we think you should sing more. And actually they said, if you come over, we would love you. And Chapel of Chapel. I mean, what a beautiful venue. I absolutely love it. The lighting's great. The theatre's beautiful. The production's great. So I'm actually doing a big show tune, which I've never done in a show before. I tend to just do, it is a funny comedy song, though. It's a beautiful song called Everybody's Girl. You know, you go, on Monday night it's Manny. On Tuesday, maybe Danny, I'm everybody's girl. So it's about being a little bit slutty.
Love it. There's always, and it is a fantastic venue down there. Just one thing I was thinking of, you know how you're talking about the trams, and I love how you're localising your show because you see a lot of performers do it, but they often do the thing like, oh, I went shopping at Coles, and they think, okay, tick the box, I've made it into a local show. But you've really worked at this, haven't you?
Well, because I just thought the idea, I had done a song about the trams in Edinburgh, and then I thought it was such good fun because it was Padam Padam, and we had all the red lights, and I'm doing the dance routine and everything. And then I thought it's a shame not to have that in Melbourne. And I thought, well, Melbourne's practically the home of the trams. It wouldn't take much to change it. So I changed it for Melbourne. But I think a lot of people come to see me because they know my shows are really hyper and they know they're off the cuff and they know that a lot of the... You have your stories and your stand-up, but a lot of my shows off the cuff. I love the bits. You know, you have amazing moments that only happen on one night, but you had to be there. That's my favourite kind of comedy. And I can tell it's the audience's favourite kind of comedy. And I'm not only am I doing my big show tune, I'm also doing a very serious, lovely song at the end, because it's beautiful and it's the song that inspired me to sing as a wee boy. It's Stevie Wonder's song, Lately, and I've decided to stick it in the show just at the end, just as a kind of poignant moment where you see a kind of softer side of me, because somebody said I should do that, and I thought, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to see the soft side. Hey, do you reckon you'll run into Kylie? What will she say about Padum Padum?
Oh, she was spinning around. She'll absolutely love it. No, actually, I'll tell you what, once I do, I think I might record it, and then I'll just, you know, I'll do that thing where you tweet somebody or you X them. And no, I think she'd think it was fun because she's actually from Melbourne as well. Do you know, it's a great song. If anyone does a parody of a song, it's always a tribute to the song being such a huge hit.
Fantastic. Craig, it's great to chat with you. Congratulations on your first show tonight in Melbourne for the first time in a few years. Looking forward to it. It's called I Always Knew It Had Me In, Had It In Me.
Yeah, so I always knew I had it in me to be a performer, but I also knew I had it in me to probably be the big homosexual I've turned out to be.
Fantastic. Craig, great to chat with you.
Thank you.
We'll see you at your show. Craig Hills, new Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. It's called I Always Knew I Had It In Me.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.